Hey, we normally would have the
and from now? Computer Geek to
Computer Geek. How about a now?
And now?
Something or other.
Hey,
something,
it's Computer Corner,
live from the Banquin Ballpark Fishbowl, as they call it. It's a little broadcast position right on the plaza here. The reason we're here is we're trying to encourage you to get involved with the Back to School Clothing Drive Association. Donate a bundle of underwears and socks for kids. And
you say underwears?
Underwears.
Is that the plural of underwear?
Yes. Under there. Underwears.
I just made you say underwear.
Wow. If you're coming down to the game and you didn't get a chance to stop by and pick up a bundle of
underwears
to donate
socks,
feel free to stop by and donate with your credit card, cash, however you want to do it. But if you're coming down into the game, I think about it, this is for the disadvantaged kids. They don't get to come to the games. They don't have the luxuries that we have as not disadvantaged kids, I guess.
No,
that would be the opposite.
They're kids that need underwear and socks, is what they are.
9,000 of them. So we need your help, and we are calling upon you, our listener, to get involved and participate. And
if you get involved and participate, we're going to give you a raffle ticket, which could make you. Well, I'm saying we collectively, because we're getting them down here. So we're going to give you a raffle ticket that will enter you to win some cool Diamondbacks memorabilia, probably some cool signed stuff, maybe bobbleheads. Who knows what they got? But they got some good stuff.
It's for real.
And of course, you're going to get the warm feeling. Which is not the 110-degree heat. It's, you just donated.
All right, do we have our Geek Speak of the Week sound file?
Right. Michael, can you sing?
Yeah, no.
You want to sing?
No.
Come on, sing.
I think she says no.
What are you doing? You're just sitting there clicking buttons.
Yeah.
Every week we try to bring you something.
Yeah,
some vernacular from the world of geek.
This week's Geek Speak of the Week is Word of Mouse.
Word of Mouse?
Word of Mouse.
Word of Mouse.
It's communication via computer-based means, such as email, chat rooms, or news groups. You might say, I found out he was getting a divorce by word of mouse.
It's M-O-U-S-E, in case you're wondering, and has nothing to do with Mickey.
Yes. Well, that's good.
It's the thing that you move around to get your cursor on, so to speak.
There's somebody on our window.
Yeah, he looks like, he must be Spider-Man.
Something like that. Speaking of Spider-Man, we have Spider-Man underwear to donate to us. Spider-Man, the Hulk, and Harry Potter. You don't have to do these crazy ones. You can just do regular old underwear.
Tidy whities,
boxes
of briefs, baby.
Let's move along to our Love Attack free download of the week. Every week we try to bring you a cool little program that you can download. We're talking about these little cyberspace lingo deals here, and a lot of people may or may not be into the instant messaging trend where you can speak directly with folks all over the internet for free. Anytime you want, instantaneously. And one of the more popular
instant,
right?
An instant messenger, yeah.
One of the more popular programs is ICQ. That's I, the letter C, the letter Q, which means I seek you,
like I'm looking for you.
Right. It's one of the first instant messaging programs out there, and it's got some great features, and it even works behind firewalls. If you get the 2003A Pro version, you can get it for free at webattack.com. Check out our links at datadoctors.com.
It's a really handy little thing for you to just pop in and say, hey, I have a quick question. It's more instant than email. Plus, you can also do little file transfers and things, and it's very simple to set up and use and seek people.
It's good and good for you. Do we have a caller?
We've got lots of callers.
Let's do the caller thing, shall we?
We've got Todd in Gilbert
Excuse me. It's not Gilbert anymore. It's Gilbert.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. My bad. I live there. I should know that. Todd, I think, also emailed in because he has some kind of Outlook slowdown problem. Todd, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, now, if you have horses, it's not Gilbert. It's Gilbert, isn't it?
Gilbert.
I live in Gilbert.
No horses out here.
All right. Then it's Gilbert.
Yeah, Gilbert.
What's going on, Todd?
I think I have a problem with my Outlook program. It takes about 30 seconds to open, and I get the little hourglass that tells me to wait. And I believe I may be infected as well with a virus, because when I send email, I get an alert saying
you're sending
multiple.
Junk. Yeah. Have you gone through the process of trying to scan your machine and make sure that you are clean?
Yeah, I just scanned this morning and it says I'm clean, and I must not have an update or...
When was the last time you updated?
This morning, and that's why I'm calling you, is something's running amok.
What antivirus program do you use?
McAfee.
Okay. McAfee antivirus, and if you look at it, it actually shows that there usually is like a help screen
down in the bottom.
Right, but if you double click on that icon, usually it'll pop up and show you like it's the dated, the DAT files are good through some certain date, which should hopefully be recent.
Okay, it says McAfee virus scan is up to date, And it says it's 2 days old, but when I go there, it says there's nothing.
Nothing new. Okay. Well, the bug there is the really nasty one that they discovered about 3 days ago. So that if you've got that, you're in good shape. When did this start happening?
It's been going on for probably about 2 or 3 weeks.
And can you think of anything that occurred 2 or 3 weeks ago that might be a catalyst?
I haven't downloaded or opened anything.
No new attachments, that kind of thing?
I don't think so.
When you do a scan in McAfee, are you telling it to manually scan and do all files?
Yes.
You are.
Is it a newer version of McAfee, at least version 5 or higher?
Let's see.
At the same place you were giving me
about VirusScan Home Edition. It is 7.02.
Good. Okay. Yeah, the only reason I'm asking about that is by default that comes turned on to scan all files. The older ones didn't because until recently viruses could only be in certain kinds of files, but that's changed so much that now we recommend everybody turn that on. But in your case, that's already on by default, so you're in good shape there.
Regularly Outlook, it's actually a whole lot more than an email program. It's like the control panel for everything that you're going to do in Windows, and there's all kinds of modifications you can make to the settings that can cause it to do these kinds of things.
Okay.
This is one of those things that you're going to have to probably start scouring the internet and look at all. There's so many different possibilities.
Okay.
That could be causing it. Try to find some reference material that's specific to your situation.
Certainly not normal. It looks like just reading your email, you have a 2.53 gigahertz P4 with a gig of RAM. Certainly your machine has plenty of horsepower, so I wouldn't look there at all. And if it's only happening with Outlook, then like Ken said, scour the internet a little bit, see if you can find somebody who suddenly had slowdown problems with Outlook and they've scanned and they're virus-free and all the kind of same situation you have.
Just put it into Google, just Outlook opens slow or something like that.
Okay.
All right?
Very good. Appreciate your help.
All right, good luck, Todd.
All right, bye.
Yeah, I hate when we can't actually give him something, but there's so many possibilities.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things there, but he's got the right thing going, at least that he's already eliminated a lot of the can't be by getting his antivirus, by having it, keeping it up to date. He knows to do that. So,
One other thing we didn't mention, Todd, if you're still listening, go to windowsupdate.com. Make sure that your operating system and email and all the security patches are installed. And you may want to also look at, did you install a service pack about 2 weeks ago when this thing slowed down? Sometimes the service packs can cause these issues. You may want to go back and actually uninstall the service pack, which adds a whole new flame to this thing.
Yeah, just go check at windowsupdate.com. Make sure all the critical updates that are posted there are installed. I think they already put out that fix that undoes the bad part of the one that was out a few weeks ago.
So does the undoes?
Yeah, something like that.
How are we doing on time?
We could take a break at any point here, and we'll get
who
more.
Who we got in the queue there? It's good morning.
We've got somebody from Seattle, I think, that might be on the line, so we're going to take them first when we come back.
Well, why don't we take them now? Because they're calling.
I don't know if they're actually there or not.
Are they here?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, the Seattle guy's there.
How's it going?
Hey, all we have is Seattle. What's your name?
Chip.
Chip from Seattle. How's the weather up there?
They're melting down up here about 90 degrees.
90
melting down. Please. You know who you're talking to here. Come on.
Yeah, I'm from Arizona. I'm just working up here.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Are you listening via the web or you just happen to call in?
I'm listening via the web.
You are the man. So what's on your mind today?
I need some help in transferring PST files from Outlook on one PC to Outlook in another PC.
Ooh, let's explain what the PST file is first.
Okay. My understanding was the best way to do it was the personal folders.
Well, I think Ken was looking for me to explain that PST files, if you're using...
Sorry, I was going to give Chip a shot first.
If you're using Microsoft Outlook...
Give a Chip shot.
It's the file, basically. It's one file that holds all the information that's contained within Outlook. It's like a database file, basically, that organizes all that information about what's going on in Outlook, and not Outlook Express, the true Outlook. So that's what a PST file is. And what you want to do is...
Everything that you do in Outlook is in that PST file.
Yes. It's a very important file. So now you want to get things out of that file and into another file, into another version of Outlook, or another Outlook on another PC. Is that the idea?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I think, did you also...
I emailed that also.
You emailed... See, we got lots of people that are emailing and following it up with a phone call.
Yes.
So we got good research here. Tell you what, we got to go to a quick break. If you don't mind, I know you're in Seattle, but we're going to have you hold over the break a little bit here.
Okay.
We're gonna do a little bit of quick, get our numbers in line.
Yeah, and this is also, this is anybody that's got Outlook, you get a new machine, you want to transfer, this applies to a lot of people.
We'll make it worth your wait, tell you that.
It's a great question, Chip.
I think Chip's on hold now, so we're going to go to a break. It's the Computer Corner. Ken Kohler and Brandon Disney broadcasting live from the Bank One Ballpark.
We will BRB.
We will.
Be right back.
We expect.